You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Many counted us out. They said we could not do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! In your face!
It's the Benny Randall Show.
Welcome to another edition of the Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And this powerful show brings you conversations with today's stars and tomorrow's legends. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Come on.
It's the Benny Randall Show.
Benny Randall Show.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of the Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. Right. We got another outstanding show. But before, let's take care of a little business. You can download this and all other shows on the Bashani Radio app, okay? That's in your iPhone and your Android. We here for you, baby, and that's why we're here. We are here for you, okay? Or if you want to listen online, you can do that at BashaniRadio.com, okay? Yeah. Today is another great episode where we combine with Bashani Radio App Magazine, and we bring you extraordinary entrepreneurs who are doing things to change the world that they live in. Today's episode is with Linda Monroe. This woman has a company that mentors over 1,000 prisoners, and she also has an awesome book out, and we're going to talk about that and a lot of other things today right here on the Benny Randall Show. It's not a game, it's a lifestyle. You heard me right. Make sure you download the free app over there. That's where we're giving away cash. I just found out that they're giving away my cash, but it's okay. It's such an awesome day right here in New York City. I'm glad to be back on with you. We have an extraordinary entrepreneur. Her name is Linda Monroe. And man, she's all over. If you haven't, you can just Google her because she's Google-licious. She was just recently in Black Enterprise and Black News and everything else, talking about the extraordinary work that she is doing with her amazing book, with her amazing show, and with her amazing activism that she is helping prisoners. And I tell you, it's been an extraordinary year for her, and she's got so much more to offer. Miss Linda Monroe, how are you doing today?
I'm blessed and highly favored, Mr. Randall. Glad to be here this morning.
Amen, amen, amen. I love it, I love it. Man, let me tell you, everywhere I go, I'm hearing about you. I'm seeing the articles about you. I'm hearing about your book. You are simply making it happen. Tell us a little bit. First of all, tell us a little bit about the brand new book you have that's out.
Okay. The name of my book is Overcoming All Odds, The Life I Was Not Supposed to Live. And it's funny, Mr. Randall, I was just at my cardiologist a couple of days ago, mm-hmm. and he was looking at some pictures of my heart, and he just was so stunned about I'm still living.
Wow.
He said, I'm definitely a miracle, because these doctors have never, never seen anything like my poor heart. Let me tell you, when I used to go to the hospital, they would call all their medical students in because this heart of mine is something strange to them. They've never seen anything like it.
But you know what? This heart of yours is controlled by that God of ours, and that God can do anything and all miracles. Trust me when I say it. For those that might not be familiar with what issues that you had, and I call them issues because you've gotten through them, what issues you had when you were born and things, can you just enlighten those who may have been under a rock or who haven't been online anywhere and heard a little bit of your story?
Okay. I was born with a congenital heart murmur. My blood flowed back into the lungs instead of flowing forward into my body. And the doctor told my parents that I would not live past the age of 10 and that I would never have kids. So the first 10 years of my life was up and down the road to Duke University Hospital. That's one of the best hospitals in this country, and as far as heart doctors are concerned, they're specialists, they're the best.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first 10 years of my life, I rode up and down the road for that. They're trying to figure out how they could keep me alive, okay? And so had several catheterizations. My parents were religious people, so we prayed, and they would not allow the doctors to operate and correct that condition because we believe God would do what he did. And I'm living proof because I'm still here.
Very, very powerful. See, here's what I know, Linda, and I know you know this. First of all, if God says yes, it don't matter who says no, first and foremost. Now, in your introduction, you said that they said you wouldn't have any children. Do you have any children?
Yes.
How many children you have? Girl, you better say that thing. You better say that thing.
Twins, Mr. Randall.
Uh-huh.
And they were born natural. The other ones, of course, they had to put me to sleep. But those twins, I'm telling you, they was worse than Esau and Jacob up in there.
Okay. Oh, there it is. Now, isn't what I like about that, Linda, is very, very, very simple. They said what was not going to happen, and God showed them, y'all don't control this. I do. So not only did you have kids, you had six kids. Am I right on that?
You're right.
Wow. You really defied the odds. Is that why you named your book that?
Yes. Yes. Wow. People need to understand, like you said, God is in control, and no man can shut any door that he has opened for you.
Before we get into the deeper part of you helping the prisoners, I want to just fall back a little bit. Now, in one of the articles I've seen, it says, you know, when you was about 17 years old, you was an unwed mother, and that caused you to be ostracized by your church family and forced you to mature quickly. Tell my listeners about a little bit about that.
Now, I tell you, that was so, so heartbreaking, Mr. Randall. Because I started reading the Bible at 6, so, you know, I was real excited about church and what God could do for you.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got pregnant at 17, they kicked me out of the church. And that
wow.
was from the rejection of being rejected all of my life from my peers and you know, other people, family and all. It was just heartbreaking because I'm like, well, you know, I don't really want to serve this kind of God. If he can do this to me, because he said he's a loving God, and this ain't love for you to kick me out the church and not realize where you came from. Okay? So they probably were unwed mothers or doing other sinful acts that they had done got holier than thou and want to kick me out the church. But, you know, I thank God they did that because it made me stronger and more determined to go the path I felt God had me going on.
You know, it seems like it should have been the opposite. They should have embraced you to give you guidance.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Not throw you to the curve and be like, you know, you're not one of us. I don't understand that logic there.
I didn't either. And then people were calling my mother, telling her, well, you know, she's got that heart condition and, you know, you need to go head on and make her have an abortion. And I'm like, I'm not killing nobody. That, the Bible says that shall not kill. And so, oh my God, I was just livid because I'm like, these are Christian people.
Mm.
And they're calling my mom trying to make me have an abortion just so I can live.
Wow. So tell me about that, Linda. I mean, these are hard conversations you're having with yourself, not only the outside. How did you get through that? Because I think there's power in that. The fact that you were 17 years old and you had to not only go through what an unwed mother has to go through and ostracized by your church family, the people you looked up to, and you said it forced you to mature quickly. But these experiences motivated you to go deeper and get your feet on solid ground. Somebody is listening that needs this story. How did you do it, Linda? Somebody needs this today.
Listen, I cried. I cried a lot. I cried a lot. And that just threw me more into the Bible because I'm saying, you know, this is not happening in this world.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So I just had to kind of step back and just draw closer to God because I went into a depression, really didn't want to live either. But I'm like, no, you know, I cannot allow this to happen. So, God, I prayed to him to give me strength so I can move on because I know that he does not put more on you than you can bear. And
Amen.
This was his will for my life. At the time, I didn't understand that. But in my thinking, I'm like, you did it. I cannot undo it.
Mm-hmm.
This person has to come into this world.
Wow. This is very, very powerful. Just in case you're listening to the Benny Randall Show in coordination with Bashani Radio App Magazine, where we highlight extraordinary entrepreneurs. And today we have Linda Monroe. She's all over the news. She's been in Black Enterprise. She's been in Black News. She's been in Newsbreak. So many. Just Google her because she's Googlicious. Let's move forward, Linda, a little bit. Now, in all the things that you are doing, you've been able to help 50 inmates get released from prison. Tell us a little bit about that part of your life.
Okay, well, when I was growing up, your parents kind of controlled what they wanted you to do.
Mm-hmm.
So my aunt was a nurse. My mom wanted to be a teacher, but she didn't make that. So she wanted me to be a teacher. But I started out on that journey, but it wasn't fulfilling for me. So I made up in my mind, I've got to do, and I've got to find out what my purpose is on this earth. Teaching in a sense that I go into a classroom was not it. So once my cousin got arrested for first degree murder,
mm-hmm.
that was something I found interesting, the law. So I started pursuing that. I got my degree in criminal justice. And since I wanted to be a lawyer, I had to understand the mindset of the criminal, if you will. And so I went and got my bachelor's degree in psychology and to understand their mindset. Because, Bunny, I tell you, psychopaths and sociopaths, I was sheltered as a kid. So mm-hmm. these people, I could not believe even existed in this world.
Mm.
But once I couldn't get to go against this real-life Perry Mason attorney, DA that we had, of course, I lost interest in that. But I still had the interest in helping people come back to society and become a success. So it took 25 years for God to put me in a position to do that. I worked for the chaplaincy department of the Department of Corrections, and as a person that helped inmates transition back into society. And that's when I realized this is what I was put here to do, and I've been doing it for 44 years.
So let me ask you this then. So it seems like you had an experience that made you think and look at it different. So what's the process of you mentoring prisoners, and what's the process of you helping some of them get released? What does that process look like?
Okay, prison, if you've never been inside one, is a very dark place. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's a lot.
I've only seen it on the movies, Joe.
Oh, you know what I mean? I mean, it's like people ask me all the time, Linda, how do you go in there and sit around murderers and rapists? But I have never...
But everybody in jail is not a murderer or rapist, correct?
I'm sorry?
Everybody in jail is not a murderer or a racist, correct? I mean, a rapist, correct?
Or even, you know, any type of violent person. They were like, how do you go in there and sit around these people? So I had to tell them, look, God didn't put any fear in me. And these are humans, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You might end up there one day. So you can't down anybody that's fallen down in their luck.
Absolutely.
So God sent me inside these prisons to let these inmates know that he can take you out of a situation that you yourself got yourself into.
Mm.
And if you trust him, he will open the door for you and bring you out and allow you to show the world what he can do.
Mm. Very, very powerful. I like how you said in your article, you said the prisons are filled to the brim with untapped potential that deserves a second chance.
Mr. Randall.
Talk to me about that. Tell my listeners about this.
Let me tell you, those guys and girls have so much potential. They just didn't have the right connection to show them how to get where they want to go. Especially the drug dealers. I mean, the drug dealers have so much potential.
Mm-hmm.
They businessmen. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But they did it in an illegal way.
I like that perspective there. Most people wouldn't call a drug dealer a businessman, but now that you say it, you're right. They are businessmen. They just was in the business of illegality, basically. And so you're saying that they can turn that around to something that's legal, correct?
Exactly. Because if they were given the right way to put those skills, they should be. They thought that little money that they made on the street, they would have been millionaires if they had put that skill in a legal way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had to package the product. They had to get the product. They had to put it on the street.
Mm. So you're not condoning their behavior. You're saying that they made bad choices and they should be given the opportunity to pay their debt to society and come out and have an opportunity to do it the right way. Is that the understanding I'm getting from you?
Right. Mm. Right. If they would have just hooked up with the right people, they would be billionaires and millionaires today.
Mm. Now, I like the 5 points you like to help I like your 5 points. You said 1, practice gratitude. Be grateful for your life, health, and strength. Do not take anything for granted. Give me a little synopsis of that for a second. I'm going to go through these little 5 right quick. Practice gratitude. Why is gratitude so important?
Because you have to give thanks. You have to give thanks. You cannot be in this world being selfish, all about you.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to give thanks and be a blessing to other people.
Right. Now make
because once you take you out of the center, Mr. Randall, it's on.
Mm. It's on like popcorn, huh?
It is on.
That's Linda Monroe. We talking to Linda Monroe right up in this piece right here. All right, Linda, make education and self-improvement a priority. Talk to me.
You have to renew your mind. If you don't renew your mind, you cannot grow. And without education, you cannot change. Because that would allow you to think a different way as opposed to not have an education.
Mm. Nurture your creativity. Let's talk about that.
Nurturing your creativity, find your purpose. Find what God has put you here on this earth to do. I've run against a lot of people that, you know, they want to be me, but you can't be me.
Mm.
Okay.
There's only one Linda Monroe, and y'all can't be it because she too busy
you
being
can't
it.
Be Linda Monroe. There's only one.
You better preach that up in here. We have in church, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all can slowly go around the orphan and put something in the orphan, please, because Linda is dropping it down today, okay? Go ahead. Go ahead, Pastor Linda.
Look, God, the purpose God gave me, he didn't give you.
Mm.
So you need to find your own purpose because you can't do what I do.
Mm. I love it. I love it. Number four, have a spirit of service.
You must be a servant. Like I said, you cannot be selfish. You must learn how to serve other people and not be trying to gain everything for yourself. So once you become a servant, therefore you're blessing other people.
Mm, very, very powerful. And last but not least, put God first.
Yes. Now, for y'all that don't know the Bible, God said there should be no other God before him. And I've run into a lot of people, you know, some people put money before him.
Mm-hmm.
Some people put their husband, their children. And they can't figure out where life is not prosperous.
Well, everything is not working out, huh?
Right. So once you put him in front and get born again, let him come live on the inside, your life will never, never, never be the same.
Now, let me ask you something, Linda. Have you ever been locked up in prison?
No.
Wow. So you've never been locked up, but you found it that is part of your purpose to help these other people get through the process. And even if you can go further, you help them even get an opportunity to get out, you know, based on, I guess, what the nature of the crime was, et cetera, right?
Right. And my vision that God has given me is to, because in my experience with inmates coming back into society, they somehow always put these halfway houses in drug neighborhoods, Mr. Randall. I haven't figured it out because 90%, I would say 99% of the people that's incarcerated are there because of a drug addiction, alcohol addiction. And so why would you return these people back to that place?
So you're saying that their vices created the environment for them to be incarcerated? Is that what you're saying?
What was that? I'm sorry.
I say, so you're saying that their vices caused them to be incarcerated because of their vices and needing to get the money for their vices. I'm trying to understand what you mean.
Yes.
What you're saying about that.
That's exactly why most people are locked up. They had to do it for a survival skill, or they had to do it because they were on drugs.
What about the people that was just angry?
Well, anger has a lot to do with it too. Anger has a lot to do with it too.
Those who didn't have that mother or that father.
Father, you know, daddy done left the mama and all
right.
That kind of stuff. That has a lot to do with it.
How important is it to the family, for the family thing to be in place?
It's very important. I mean, anybody out there that have young kids coming up, you have to show these kids love. Love is the key.
Mm-hmm.
Love is the key. You can't continue to make these kids angry, because what happened with me, Benny, because I grew up angry as well, and it was because you felt so helpless.
Why was you angry, Linda?
Because people were trying to make me do stuff that I felt I didn't have to do. And it was like, you know, my mom was like, you don't talk back to me. But I, as you see, I'm very vocal. So that was birthed in me. So it was like, you talk back, you disrespectful. But you have a lot of disrespectful parents that think you should respect them. But respect begots respect. You can't be disrespectful and think somebody's going to respect you. It's not going down.
Absolutely. So what it, by you, you know, having this experience with helping the kids and, you know, things like that. Let me ask you a question. What can we do with today's youth that seem to be glorified by the prison life, glorified in videos and glorified by, you know, the pants hanging down off their butts and, you know, all that come from that prison, you know, lifestyle that a lot of people are glorified by. What can we do with the young kids so that they're not lost, so that they don't become a statistic? Because what people don't realize, and even these young kids who think it's cool, you know, to be locked up for a little while, you lose all your rights. You have the right to do nothing but exactly what they tell you. You understand? As a prisoner.
And the thing about it's going to be hard to restore these rights because they don't let you know that you can restore your rights once you've paid your debt to society. So you have all these people being released from prison thinking they can't get a job, thinking they can't vote, thinking they can't have any of this great American we're supposed to be living in. Because nobody told them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why education is key. You have to know your rights.
What is when people become incarcerated, what is the statistics say about how many end up going right back because they never was actually rehabilitated?
Well, it depends on what state you're being released to because, you know, laws are different in each state. But I would say about 95% go back within 3 years of their release.
That's very, very high.
If they don't have a strong family support, they're going back.
And why is that? Because that becomes their family?
Yeah, because they can't adjust. I just got a phone call. This man spent 66 years in prison. 66 years in prison. Do you know what has changed in 66 years?
Oh, Lordy have mercy. I know what has changed in a few months. Talking
right.
About 66 years, child. I ain't been around that long, so Lordy
right.
Have mercy.
So you throw this guy back into a society that has, he has no clue. You know, gas pumps probably won't hear what he went to prison. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
The simple
absolutely.
Things of life, this man has no clue. So what do? They go back to their
what,
life
what
they're
they know.
Familiar with.
Right, exactly. So whatever gets them back in there. And the one thing I can tell you about Linda is it's so easy to get in trouble and so hard to get
yes.
out. That's what I tell my kids all the time. It's so easy to go out there and get
and
in trouble.
It. Tell them every day, Benny.
You know what I mean.
It is so hard to get back out.
And now,
that's what parents need to do. If you know, my kids, I took them to prison. I took them to the jailhouse. I'm like, look.
They allowed, really, is there such a program where the kids can go to the jailhouse to
yeah.
see what it's like and whatnot?
There
wow. Where could people find out information about something like that? Because I think that's a shock value. I might even take mine sometime because sometimes they get it mixed up.
Yeah, you can either call the sheriff of your city or you can call the Department of Correction. And I tell you, it's like, I'm like, can I just leave them here for two or three nights?
Oh, because snap.
I mean, it doesn't fear them just going to see something. You know, if they had to live that life for even 24 hours.
It wouldn't
I
be a good situation.
Change this mass incarceration around that we're going in.
Well, you got to remember a lot of these young kids that come from these neighborhoods that it's often glorified. So you glorify something. It's just like, you know, when drug dealers glorify them having a nice car, glorifying them having the women, glorify them having the things, you know, a young kid who doesn't have that male figure or a female figure to come into their life and say, this is not how you get this, you know what I mean, et cetera, can lead them down a road of, you know, the incorrect road, let's just say that.
Yeah. But what you have to instill in your children, if they thinking about going that life, You have to give them the end results, Mr. Randall. And there's only two ways. If you're in that drug business, you're either going to prison or you're going to the grave. So these are your two choices. Which way you want to go?
Well, no, then that means you got more choices because I ain't going to either one of those. So that means there's some other choice in there. You just better slow that on down. You better be a little correction on that, Miss Olinda. So there's more choices. You're saying that the bad choices are you can go to prison or go to jail, but you do have a right to go someplace where you don't want to go, based on by the decisions that you choose to make.
Should have put that third choice in there. You can decide to be a law.
Yeah, you're going to scare some people out here talking something. You only got two choices. I was like, they going to come after Linda. I'm going to be like, y'all go to Linda because she said it. We ain't said it.
Right.
You know what I mean? We not having that up in here. It's been extraordinary and everything. So your ultimate goal, how long have you been doing this with prisoners?
44 years.
Wow. Wow. And why do you do it?
I'm sorry?
Why do you do it?
Because this is what I feel God has placed me here to do. To empower people and to motivate them that there's a better life than the choices that you've made. And you can come out of that bad choice. You don't have to stay stuck.
That's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. I tell you, Linda, it's extraordinary just listening to you, going through what you have been through and everything. And I'm just curious to what is the ultimate goal here with what you're doing?
The ultimate goal is to get as many inmates saved before their release. And also, I was telling you, the vision God has given me is to provide adequate transition housing. I want communities. I just don't want a house.
So when you talk about transition, what do you mean transition house? What does that mean to my listeners?
A transition house is where you go once you're released from prison.
Oh, okay. Because I thought that they're just giving their stuff. They're giving like $10 to catch a bus, and then they're on their own.
You understand? And like I said, if you don't have family support, you either go to a halfway house, but I'm doing a transitional house. You're not going to a halfway house. I'm doing a transitional community.
When you're saying you're doing it, what do you mean?
My goal is to build transition communities around the world.
Oh, okay. And what does that look like? What does a transition community look like to you?
A transitional community looks like to me, it will be gated. It will be single and multi-housing, multi-family housing, because, you know, these guys leave families, they leave families behind. So you just can't take him and snatch him away from his family once he's released. So these will be single and multiple family homes that they would live in 1 year to just get their mindset into a way where they can be a positive productive citizen in this society and move forward and not look back. That's my goal with this.
Very, very powerful. And your final words, Linda?
My final words to the listeners of this show today is find that purpose God has placed you here to do. Do not take it to the grave.
For those who want to learn more about you and get that book, where could they go?
LindaMonroe.com.
I love it. She's right to the point. She ain't playing. Linda, we want to thank you for being on Bashani Radio App Magazine and the Benny Randall Show here, and you know, sharing your extraordinary endeavors that you're doing to help those who've been locked up and those who are trying to get through the system. And I think that the world needs more angels like you.
Yeah. And don't forget, I got the podcast on Bashani Radio.
Oh, okay. That's right.
Afternoons at 3 p.m. So go to Bashani Radio.com/Linda Monroe. I'm dropping nuggets for you every Sunday afternoon.
I love it. I love it. Or they can download the free app on the Bashani on iPhone or Android store. You can download it. That way you ain't got to go nowhere. When Linda come on, she pop on Sundays and you just pop in and listen. So make sure you download the free app, or if you don't want, listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Linda, I appreciate you being on the Benny Randall Show and Bashani Radio App Magazine. Thank you for your most valuable time.
Thank you. And also, my book is in the audio. So if you don't want to read it, I'll read it for you.
Oh, you better slow that down. Go to LindaMonroe.com. She ain't playing over here. You hear me? You go to Linda, bro, and you keep doing what you're doing, Linda. Everywhere, every time I go to Google, I'm seeing you pop up. You are doing the thing. You hear me? God is blessing you in many, many ways. And you deserve every second of it.
I gotta give a shout out to you, Mr. Randall, because you're the one that helped make this happen. I appreciate you and love you much.
Hey, there's a lot of people in the play that happens, all right? So I give a shout out to them. All right? God bless you.
Okay, thank you.
Good night.
You have a blessed day.
You got it.
Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Thank you for joining us on a new edition of Benny Randall's Show and Bashani Radio App Magazine, and we hope that we've brought something to you that that allows you to understand the wonderful things that other people are doing. All right, and with that, may God bless you in everything that you do. Okay, good night.
We love you so much. From all of us at Bashani Radio app, stay safe.
Stay safe.
Stay home.
Stay home.
And keep us blasting on your phones. Bashani Radio app, always talking about everything. Download us free in the App Store. Kaboom. You heard?